Medical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutriMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Deborah Tavares here. And Deborah, of course, you're like a news bloodhound. You can find in documents. So by the way, I think we came up with a new term for these documents. I call them kill docs. These are documents that document the fact that the globalists are not just trying to be greedy. They're trying to kill us. And they actually say it openly. And in fact, this is a Masonic principle, which is called they have to actually declare publicly and in your face what they're doing, because if you don't understand it, you're actually willingly being a victim of the disaster. But you make people unwilling victims by telling them the truth about the fact that Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Vision 2050, the World Watch Institute, and these documents are in your face telling you that they're wanting to reduce the world population and to kill you. And it's not a joke. It's not a future thing. It's a now thing, isn't it?
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Bill. And I think it's most important for everyone to understand that we're under a worldwide government of occupation. And when I checked the definition for occupation, it means seizure and control of a country by military forces using weapons systems like 5G and weather weapons and more. And what we have now is a silent weapons system fully engaged to massively reduce and control all populations. We are effectively in Earth, Inc. We are in the New World Order, which is now NOW instead of New World Order. So it is now. I want to go over a couple of...
Actually, what you're saying is they've switched the letters, which means the new order of the world or now is happening now, isn't it? Please continue.
That's exactly right. Now, there is a number of very crucial topics I'd like to cover today on the program. I would like to cover the recent heat events as well as some of the psychotronic weapons events, and also how some of the frequencies are causing the heat events. I want to talk also about new forced migration policies that we've seen drawn up. And I want to talk about the current situation with water worldwide. So we're going to start right now with the killer heat in the United States, as what has been being discussed now for the last many days as people have been suffering with heat events. I think it's most important to take a look at the document that discusses this, and it's by the Union of Concerned Scientists, and it's entitled Killer Heat in the United States: Climate Choices and the Future of Dangerously Hot Days. Now, I sent this out for a number of people to comment, and I got a very interesting comment back that I had not noticed. This is a 33-page document. I found that to be very interesting because, of course, that's Illuminati. And as you were saying at the beginning of the show, they're supposed to tell us what they're doing.
Yeah, it's called hoodwinking is what it is. Which means, luciferically, they've got to tell us they're going to kill us and eat us alive and also destroy our spirits besides our bodies.
Well, that's absolutely right. And they're using weapons and ionization of the air to destroy our spirits and the extremely low-frequency waves crest. And they're moving us away from the coastlines that is tampering our ability to think clearly with the need for the negative ions. But I want to go over this document, Killer Heat in the United States, Climate Choices and the Future of Dangerously Hot Days. Again, a 33-page document by the Union of the Concerned Scientists. So let's talk about the Union of Paid-Off Concerned Hitman Teams for the Illuminati. Let's talk about who is behind this document. And I think many of you will be really stunned, as I was. I'm going to read this to you now. It says, this report was made possible by the generous support of the BARR, B-A-R-R Foundation, the Common Sense Fund, the Energy Foundation, the Fresh Sound Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, the Roush Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and more, and also anonymous funders from UCS members. They go on to say that the report team would like to express thanks to the following individuals for their invaluable advice and technical guidance and the review of the report. and they list individual names. This is on page, this is actually in the beginning of the acknowledgments, and these individuals are coming out of the following organizations. Colorado State University, Cal, EPA, University of Washington, Houston Advanced Research Center, Applied Climatologist, North Carolina State University, University of Arizona, and several anonymous individuals at the National Weather Service. So let's talk about this report and what it is telling us we must do to stop the increasing temperatures. And you've got to look at this report. We will be putting this report together in a blast out on stopthecrime.net. So you will be able to find it under email blast outs, and of course we'll post it under hot topics, because it is a hot heat event that is being intentionally created largely because of a variety of atmospheric changes in the weather. They never, of course, talk about what is really happening in this report and the technologies that are responsible for the weather, nor the military-industrial thrust behind the geoengineering that's causing all of this. And we know that it also could be electronically stimulated by orbital and ground-based scalar waves, and also could be caused by the ionized space fence system and more. So we're going to take a look at this report. I'm going to read some excerpts out of this to you so that you understand the enormity of what we face with those that have the money, the power, and the technology, and what their plans are. This is cooking us. This is boiling humanity in different regions of the United States. So let's go into this a bit more. They talk about the chapter headings, which I thought were interesting. Everyone should want to take a look at this. Chapter 1, they talk about examining future extreme heat and emission choices. In Chapter 3, they talk about how heat will harm our bodies, heat-related illnesses and death as affiliated with children's bodies, elderly people, and bodies of special conditions and needs. This is the targeting. They're telling us in this report who they are targeting. They go on to say in Chapter 5, implications on how heat will create and how it threatens us all, but some more than others. And they list outdoor workers, city dwellers, rural residents, people and neighborhoods with low income or experiencing poverty, and people exposed to other extremes. They go on to say that in order to curb these heating events, we have to invest in heat-smart infrastructure, investing in climate-smart power systems, and putting the nation on a rapid path to reduced emissions. So let me pause right there and talk about a most important five-part YouTube series we have up on Stop the Crime. We discuss this. And go to stopthecrime.net to the YouTube video channel, and please spread this five-part series about genocide being legal, how it happened, and explaining the documents. So again, putting the nation on a fast, rapid path to reduced emissions. This is literally using the psyops of climate control to redefine the global economy and kill off the majority of the global populations. And we've discussed that before.
Yeah, in other words, it has very little to do with environment. It has everything to do with totalitarian control. Please continue.
Absolutely. And they say that we have to hold the line against a hot future. They go on to say also that more people are at risk as the heat rises. Of course, we know that. That's the plan. It's to kill us off. And we know that in the United States, there's a massive plan about killing off about 84% of the U.S. population by the year 2025. And as you will see in this document, heat is now being underscored as one of the most significant events that will kill off most of the people.
Right.
They also tell us in this document, in tandem with other natural disasters, heat will exacerbate the consequences of flooding and hurricanes, etc. This is a multi-layered attack. This is an Illuminati rich man's document telling us exactly what's in store. as they are electrifying our environment with increasing 5G and other towers around all of our city areas now. In fact, the city areas are really being targeted for higher heat events, which, of course, does underscore the fact that we're being microwaved with frequencies as well as what they're doing with the ionization, et cetera. But they go on to say that future warming depends on our emission choices. And again, as you just said, Dr. Bill, this is not at all about climate change. This is about complete control of absolutely everything. And I want to go through this document some more, but I'm certainly going to be recommending that everybody take a look at this for themselves. But they say on page 2, for the greatest odds of securing a safe climate future, we need to take aggressive action. Our challenge is great, but the threat of not meeting it is far greater. In other words, we die. If we don't eliminate fossil fuels, if we don't stop polluting the planet with our cars, if we don't get on our feet and ride e-bikes that explode from the lithium-ion batteries, if we don't change our standard of living dramatically, we're going to die. They're going to cook us alive, and that is what is occurring. They say even the scenario of rapid action to reduce emissions does not spare communities of future increased extreme heat. So they're saying you've got to do all of these things to live in a period of time of 1750. And even if you change everything, the way you live, you don't use refrigeration, you don't use your cooking materials, the power outages expand, you're living in a reality of solar, but the problem with solar is increased solar dimming, so we can't access the amount of solar benefit that we have been able to in the past. We're literally being corralled and put into kill zones with the promise that if we continue to kill ourselves by implementing these various strategies, we might survive. But they say failing to reduce heat-trapping emissions will lead to a staggering expansion of dangerous heat. And this is on page 3. And they go on to say that, again, unless we massively change the way we live, everywhere in the United States is going to heat up. And it's very interesting how they continually talk in this document about the contiguous United States, but then also mention worldwide heating events, which we know this is a worldwide cooking plan of increasing heat. And they go on to say, and I found this interesting, Dr. Bill, because a few years ago, I discovered in a document that was addressing San Francisco, and they were talking about how San Francisco would experience much hotter temperatures, but it would not be illustrated. You wouldn't, the heat would not be shown on a thermometer. And I remember thinking at the time, this is obviously a cooking plan using frequencies, just as they have electrified the environment and caused in many layers of the fires, caused increased fires because of the heated up environment.
Let me insert a little bit of science here. The first thing is we're seeing a release of methane hydrates all over the world and from the bottom of the oceans. There's 2 miles of methane hydrates at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. And when it reaches the surface, it's 684 times the volume, and it can create a methane hydrate surge. Now, permafrost is releasing methane hydrates, and it lasts about 6 months before it turns to CO2. CO2 is not that much of a warming thing, but there's 50,000 times more CO2 and other greenhouse gases released by Mount Erebus in Antarctica. So to say that human industry is a factor is ridiculous. What's going on is a global galactic cycle, and we're heading towards what's called a lithospheric disjunction, where the crust of the Earth moves on the mantle. And before that happens, there's a magnetic field drop, which has been happening over 1,000 years. And what's going on, we're heading toward climate shift, but we're actually in a Maunder or mini ice age right now.
Well, so we may be in a natural consequence of the Earth cycle, but
they're aggravating it. They're aggravating it with additional technology, which I can add when we come back. Because people have to understand, the Liocracy wants to kill us. They're going to take any natural event and make it worse.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and we have Deborah here. Yeah, the science
shows.
Yes, so
Dr. Bill, I wanted to quickly continue with this document, which I would certainly hope that everyone takes a look at. This is an Illuminati document. It's entitled, again, Killer Heat in the United States.
Before you do that, I want to finish up my...
And that's what this document tells us.
Before you do that, I want to just mention the last bit of my science thing. We are in a moderate cooling period, but you're right, they're aggravating the situation. There's going to be what's called heat inversion periods. We're going to have extreme temperature, and they're using this as a modus to not only with the effect on water supplies and increased fires that they're starting with, inserting nanoparticles in the upper troposphere, which are fire accelerants. They're doing this with drones, actually doing fires in Northern California. They want to frighten the peripheral populations on the coasts and in the rural areas into giant super cities like they show in this document called Deagle.com, this military site. And they're actually planning on starving out or destroying the economy of the world. And that's why when you look at the liocracy of the Green New Dirty Deal, it's a globalist control that's going to reduce the world population 85 to 90% at least. It's that
that's
evil.
Right.
And people have
that's
to
right.
get it.
And this document goes on to tell us on page 12, if we take no action and global heating trapping emissions continue to rise unabated, few refugees from extreme heat will remain. I'm going to read that. Few refugees from extreme heat will remain. In other words, they will die. So they go on to tell us, with pictures, they show us how people will be at risk, and they have how outdoor workers will become more susceptible to heat events. They talk about how summers will be dangerous. We'll be living in summers now that we cannot go outside. Also, they talk about how children and elderly adults, pregnant women, and people with underlying conditions are at heightened risk of heat-related illnesses. That's the plan, to kill off those populations first. And many of the documents tell us this. Go on. They show someone jogging, and they go on to say anyone could be at risk of heat-related illnesses, even death, as a result of prolonged exposure. So prolonged exposure is going to look like energy power outages, which is what was occurring most recently in some of the areas in the United States.
Well, it happened again in New York. It just happened again in New York again. I mean, this is
well,
part of the scheme there.
We're talking about the intensification of the kill grid.
Right.
So we're being told that undetermined any level of exposure is presumed extremely dangerous for all people and likely to result in heat-related illness or even death. And they really talk about the heat effects in the large cities. And I find it interesting that on page 6, one of the four photographs there that they're using is a cityscape with heavy chemtrailing overhead. And they talk about how there will be many off-the-chart heat days. And many people in the United States will be faced with heat unlike at any time that they have ever dealt with in the past. Those not accustomed to extreme heat conditions, they say, are more susceptible to heat-related illnesses and death. This document is as diabolical as any document that we've discussed in the past because they talk about, in conjunction with other assaults with weather weapons, that the heat will exacerbate deaths. They say if we take, again, throughout this document, they continually underscore, if we take no action and global heat-trapping emissions continue to rise unabated, few refugees will continue to live. In other words, rapid action, they say, to reduce global emissions will make a significant difference in exposure to extreme heat. They tell us that throughout this document, but then they say it doesn't matter what type of action we take, the extreme heat events are now no longer stoppable. And they're maps of the United States showing a variety of different locations and the results of extreme heat. Florida is really underscored and along the eastern seaboard with extremely high heat events. They go on to say that Florida could experience as many as 105 days a year of extreme heat. And, of course, we know that Florida, many elderly people retire there. This could be a real problem for the elderly, and they underscore that as an age group of extreme threat of the heat. So I'm not going to continue with this document because I think everybody understands that we're being cooked and boiled to death by frequencies and military weapons systems. And we're going to move now.
May I give you a suggestion, though, a little bit of dark humor? This is 20 seconds. Why don't you call this a section called Those Who Want to Be Informed Beaker Frogs?
Well, I want to say
that's what we are. We're being boiled to death. Please continue.
Well, we are. We absolutely are. So I want to talk about water. I received an article out of Ireland about how water users are going to be charged increasingly exorbitant rates to prevent water shortages in the future. And also that they're going to be massively building recycling wastewater treatment plants so that people can drink the sewer, urine, and pharmaceutical water because of water shortages. So when I was investigating the article about increased water costs in Ireland, I want, though, first to pause and underscore. While you're hearing me say Ireland, this is any town, everywhere, Earth, Inc., anywhere. So I'm talking specifically about these articles coming out of Ireland, but again, we need to understand that water is being used to steal all of our land and poisoning us to make us sick and to kill us. And sewer to tap is an evil requirement now, they're saying, because we're running out of water. For all of you, you know that we have primary water, and you can go to primarywater.org and also listen to the YouTube Primary Water Explained. But this is a population reduction strategy. And I found a document, an extremely interesting and dangerous and terrifying document when I was researching this. And it comes out of Ireland. And this will be posted on stopthecrime.net. I'm going to go over part of this River Basin Management Plan for Ireland. And it's from 2018 to 2021. And they go on to talk about how water is essential for life, vital for the environment, and central to communities, and critical for the economy. And what this plan is about is stealing water from all the farmers. They're assigning individual climate advisory personnel to individual farms in Ireland to teach them how to properly continue with sheep farming, with cattle farming, and with planting. They're teaching them new techniques, such as fencing off all cattle so they can't get near any waterways, using different kinds of fertilizers, which much of that can be good. But what is happening is what we see happening here in Northern California and elsewhere worldwide is saddling food growers with impossible regulations to stave off and to create sustainable farming in light of the fact that on June the 11th of 2018, our current CEO, Trump, of USA Inc., signed an executive order to fast-track all genetically modified foods being created worldwide and setting up international trading partners with a new food supply based on the fact that we are in food shortages and food scarcity with conjunction of climate change. So this is critical to understand what has already occurred, what is has been set up, and how farmers individually all over the world are being set up on by paid advisors to come in and require that they implement certain regulations, and then they receive a certificate that they've implemented, say, a regulation where they handle the manure so that they're not creating increased pollution in nearby waterways. And then they have to continue to go through these policies until such time that literally they are squeezed off their land and not able to produce any food at all. And we see that happening. I've covered many, many documents about the food supply. Certainly you can find on stopthecrime.net an interview we did with a farmer here in central United States and what has happened to the farms here. We've been flooded out. And I'm looking also at a document here. Well, it's actually a newspaper headline. And this is a headline out of the New York, out of the New York Times. And this is dated back on June the 1st of 2019. It's discussing how an angry group of people that were flooded out in the Midwest, in Oklahoma and beyond, and how they are meeting with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, blaming them for the releases from the reservoirs, which flooded out many towns. And one quote in this is, "The Army Corps of Engineers is taking our property without just compensation." That's exactly right, because the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is a taken corporation working on behalf of the international banksters and those that are in control. In fact, all the agencies are working for those that have the money and are in control.
Right.
We're going to talk about another aspect, Dr. Bill, which you may find very interesting, because this is in your neck of the woods. Earlier this year, we were covering Del Mar in Southern California. Now, Del Mar is a very exclusive, expensive beach area with low-lying homes right at the beach level. And we discovered through investigation of that situation that the Del Mar residents were being forced into a forced relocation. And that means that they're allowing their homes to be taken by the sea, which hasn't happened yet, but that they do have technologies where they can and have been increasing coastal erosion worldwide. In fact, I'll throw this in right now, and then I'll continue with the Del Mar situation. But there is a town in Wales that has fully evacuated now because they have been frightened with the forecast in expanding waters. Now, what we don't know about that town in Wales is if this was set up to be a town that people moved away. And why do I say that? It's because we discovered a setup here in California, just outside of San Francisco, in a housing development called Mountain House. And when we looked into the developer of Mountain House, we found out that that was Rothschild. We later heard that Mountain House was running out of water. You can type it in, Mountain House running out of water, Mountain House in California running out of water. Well, when we called down to Mountain House and we're talking to a number of real estate offices there, they were unaware that they were running out of water. So they were busted. They got caught trying to create an illusion out of a city running out of water. So we don't know if Wales is being set up by crisis actors, just like many of the events that we've been witnessing, crisis actors, to, again, continue the fear and to get people to literally move off of the coastal areas as they plan to demolish the coastlines. So we have a YouTube up called Coastlines Under Attack. But again, we do discuss this in the five-part YouTube video series we have up on the YouTube channel on StopTheCrime.net. So now getting back to the latest out of Del Mar in California, and Dr. Bill, this will not surprise you, but everyone needs to know what is happening so that you're not surprised.
That's where the big fair is. It's a big deal down here in San Diego County. Please continue.
That's exactly right. So what we have discovered is that the forced migration is continuing along that area because the federal government has created new federal maps that show increased dangers of flooding. In other words, they've redrawn the maps, the flood maps. And what this means is that insurance costs will be massively increased because when you are in a flood zone, your insurance is increased massively if you can get insurance at all. So just redraw the flood maps to identify more properties are in the floodplain.
Exactly. We'll hear it. Back in a moment with more from Deborah. Stay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions.
And welcome back. And Deborah, one of the things we should start talking about is not only preparation for this, but also, are there any solutions, either one type of or another, to actually deal with this? Because you can't rely on the politicians or on your so-called local representative, because with
Dr. Bill, I people ask all the time, what are the solutions? And I can only say this at this moment, that the solutions are based upon what people understand the attacks are. We're under mass attack, not only mind warfare, but electromagnetic warfare, weather warfare, certainly attacks on our land and around the coastlines. So I think we should at some point down the road have a show where we, you know, attempt to discuss some of the things we can do. I know many people that understand a greater sense of what is happening are taking some actions. But I want to continue on with this forced migration because people need to understand that through insurance policy increases and the federal government redrawing maps to redefine and create new flood areas, they're identifying more properties that are in the floodplains.
Exactly.
And due to climate change, they're saying.
Right.
And of course, we know it's weather weapons accelerated by creating fake policies to wipe out the coastline properties. And we know this is beyond eminent domain. This is not about any compensation. This is land theft.
Right.
Because of revising maps. And FEMA is behind this. So what do we do?
Oh, yeah.
Identify the illegitimacy of all of these governments? That's what we're trying to do. So they're updating the flood maps for the entire United States, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, that's
not
FEMA,
just Del
FEMA
Mar.
Doing that, right? You're just talking about FEMA, which I confronted, by the way, March of 2001, before 9/11, and they met with the FBI and CDC director, and they're planning on war games in New York City. So I'm fully aware that you're on the right track. In fact, you present more information than anybody else I know about the schemes, and it's not a conspiracy theory or a delusion on the part of Deborah Tavares. So these people that want to disrespect you, I tell people to do three things. Go to stopthecrime.net, read the documents, then pray, and then act at whatever level of knowledge you have. Please continue.
Well, I want to talk about, and I appreciate that, Dr. Bill, but I want to, again, further talk about what is happening, the types of policies that are being enacted in Del Mar. These are the kinds of policies that will be enacted everywhere, and people need to understand in advance. So when we talk about solutions, let's find out what some of their plans are and then figure out what we're going to do about this, because we are being exterminated. And so I think we need to put more of a resolved thinking behind all of this. But again, they're recalibrating the federal maps to increase insurance and to certainly not provide insurance to many locations, not only because of the technologies of the blast wave accelerators being used on the coastlines, but also the technologies being used to create fires worldwide. So this is a worldwide attack. And they go on to say that in Del Mar, they're having a meeting. The Federal Emergency Management Association flood maps are less of an issue in San Diego County, they say, than in other coastal communities. So they're really attacking coastal areas with new flood maps. Because what happened? The very wealthy, wealthy area just a little bit north of the Del Mar area would not have the increased cost of insurance. And so, therefore, the insurance companies did not increase the insurance on another very, very wealthy coastal area. But what we know is that they're going to be hit very heavily with the weaponized sea events. That is what is happening. People somehow or another believe that if you're in a wealthier area, you're being spared some of these technologies being advanced. I'm hearing about Mill Valley here in Northern California, where people are falsely saying that 5G is not being implemented. That is not true. I'm also hearing about here in Sebastopol, here in Northern California, that they've been able to stop 5G. That is not true. It's rolling out. And so these policies are rolling out, and we're being taken down by them. I want to go over some very disturbing, actually extremely disturbing information that I heard at a recent city council meeting that I attended. Now, I would recommend that all of you go to some local meeting of some type to understand and listen to the global plans that are being implemented locally. These are global plans, they're regional plans, and they're being implemented in your neighborhood on steroids right now. And they have hijacked the environmental movement completely, and this is being financed by international bankers' monies to mandate sustainable development principles on every level. Billions and billions and billions of international funds are being implemented to bring about these plans. And this, again, is a worldwide plan to inventory and control absolutely everything and to reduce the population. So I want to go on into what I heard at a local meeting that I attended. First, I found out that our local hospital, which is an urgent care facility, is in a health care district. And what they are now doing is they're setting up a map of our community, of our neighborhood. And they say it is a disaster preparedness program for neighborhoods. Now, let's talk about that. What we're finding out through these little neighborhood apps where people can communicate together is that this is all set up by CIA and the like to literally watch the conversations in the neighborhoods. What we find happening now is they're sectionalizing us completely, creating little pockets so that they know what types of weapons to deploy in certain areas dependent upon the pushback they believe that they'll have with the conversations within the groups. They're also taking inventory of what goods people have in the event of a disaster. Who has generators? Who has water? Who has food? Who has shovels? On and on. This is an inventory of our neighborhood. So I would not recommend people sign up for that. I also found out this, and this is horrifying. Right now, all of our cities are getting ready to implement climate emergency resolutions. What they're saying is that the cities have already done all they can to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by electrifying their city bus system, by changing many aspects of city operations, which they deem to remove and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now they're saying it must now go beyond what the cities have done. It must go now into every home. We have been talking about this for years, Dr. Bill, about the required retrofitting. This is coming now on steroids, where you will be required to retrofit your homes with all types of wireless devices so that you can be controlled by your smart meter and your smart water meter, all your water consumption and your electricity. And this is happening now to stop climate change, so they say. So, what do we do about knowing this? Certainly everyone hearing what you're hearing right now, you're going to have to think about that. We all now need to think about this. I also want to talk about some other aspects of things that are occurring so that you understand the enormity of what we face, so that you don't necessarily prepare for a three-day outage or a three-day fire event. Know that this is war with using weapons on every available war front battlefield possible. So here we have a new economic coalition. And what does this mean? Well, it represents an emerging vision on how sustainable future looks like, what it looks like. And it goes on to say that the new economy will find that all people must work together, starting with those who have historically been marginalized and exploited by racism, imperialism, and all the other systems of oppression. They say a new economy supports regeneration of both human and natural systems. In other words, this new economy is what I do talk about in that five-part series that I
have. Yeah, they're lying. I mean, it's going to actually reduce the supply of food, the supply of oxygen, the protection against the ozone layer deteriorating, because if they capture carbon, the ozone layer will be thinner, so it'll be more dangerous to go outside and get skin cancer or cataracts or damage to your skin or other problems. And photoactivation of drugs in your skin caused by drugs going through your skin being activated by ultraviolet light. So they're liars. This is not going to make a new economy. It's going to make a zero economy. It's going to collapse. It's designed to actually kill us. Kill the economy and kill us.
To your point, Dr. Bill, the new economy's goal is to, they say that global prosperity is a prosperity that you don't rely on economic growth. Did
That's
you hear
ridiculous.
That?
That's
don't
ridiculous.
Rely
That's
on
in-
economic
insane.
Growth.
Yeah, you know what? All these models that go away from the idea of, let's not call it capitalism. I don't like the word capitalism. Let's call it exceptionalism. In other words, if you honor exceptionalism, and no one's created equal. I'm not a 7-foot-tall basketball player, and I'm not going to jump that high. But my abilities in my areas are exceptional, and I apply them in my radio, showing what I do to help people with consultations. And the problem is exceptionalism is basically primarily honored in America. Now, if you get away from exceptionalism, which is tied to the Bible and to God, you get into socialism, communism, and totalitarianism. I don't care what kind you call it. It can be transhuman, it can be Muslim, it can be left, it can be right. Whatever form of totalitarianism is toxic to the human soul and to any kind of economy that's going to support people to supply food, shelter, and housing and protect the environment by recycling everything, like we talked about in the first hour, last segment with CRN Talk Radio host and CEO Mike Horn. You've got to understand there what's going on right now is they're lying to you and they want to kill you. This
Absolutely.
Is not a joke. And,
to that point, Dr. Bill, I want to discuss briefly in the moments that we have left.
Right.
It's a document called Banking on Climate Change.
Right.
And it's a fossil fuel finance report card for 2019. And I want to talk about the conclusion here. They say that we have to have zero emissions. And
that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well,
continue.
Of course it is. If you think that's ridiculous, I'm going to tell you what this report says. It says that it must follow the international Paris Climate Accords and the pathway to controlling our CO2 emissions and our global temperature. Hence the reason they've heated up the United States and other parts of the country to prove that these false realities are real when they're heating us up with other means. But here's what this report says. Prohibit all financing for all fossil fuel expansion projects and for companies expanding fossil fuel extraction and infrastructure. Now, again, fossil fuel is never what our petroleum came from, but we do know that we've always had free energy, clean energy. We never really needed to use the amount of petroleum that we have. It does pollute. But it is not coming from fossil fuels, and we're not running out. Keeping in mind that pollution was part of the plan exposed to us in the report from Iron Mountain, that successful levels of pollution of the air and the water supply was necessary to invent climate change.
Exactly.
So now going back to this report, commit to phase out all financing for fossil fuel extraction and infrastructure.
Wow.
Again, to control the temperature of the earth. Prohibit all financing for all projects for tar sands. And prohibit financing for all projects in coal mining. So this report prohibits everything that currently sustains life as we have been falsely and sadly set up on a pollution.
Amazing, amazing. We'll be back next week, and of course let's do some videos before then. Visit stopthecrime.net and visit all the documents, then pray, and then take action after you realize the truth of what's going on. It's not a future. The New World Order is a now world order, isn't it? N-O-W.